With Theatre Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
We have quite a plate full of activities and things to talk about. There's the Arties. We'll take a little trip to New York City and see loads of Broadway shows. There's a couple of musicals here in Buffalo that are opening, and we're going to tell you the closings as well. Why don't we start talking a little bit about the Arties? They're this coming Monday.
Monday, June 4th, down at the Town Ballroom. I think 8 o'clock, red carpet before that.
You have to dress up for this one.
You do dress up for it, and it's mostly a crowd of the theater people themselves, which is lovely. It's the Buffalo's version of the Tony Awards, giving awards in most of the traditional categories, and it's a benefit for Benedict House, which supports people living with HIV/AIDS and their families right here in Buffalo.
And everyone is going to be dressed in tuxedos and gowns like they do out in Hollywood on those big carpets?
You bet. That's what it is.
You didn't say who is invited to it.
Well, anyone's welcome to come for a $10 donation at the door, and it will feature musical numbers from each of the nominated musicals.
Should be fun. We'll tell you about it next week. Right now, let's talk a little bit about New York City. You saw, what, about six plays? And
I think six, seven. I was there for a few days.
You were there for 2 days.
Yeah, so I saw that many plays. Yeah, filling in what I hadn't seen previous to the Tony Awards. I'm mostly caught up. I've seen most everything that's on Broadway at the moment, but I had not seen Nice Work If You Can Get It, the new Gershwin musical with Matthew Broderick and Kelly O'Hara, and I got to see that, and Peter and the Starcatcher, which is also delightful. That's based on the book that is, that word that no one likes but everyone uses, prequel to Peter Pan.
Oh, God. Yeah. That's the before story.
The before story.
It's like Wicked is the before story for Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Exactly, and this is the story of how Peter Pan comes to be Peter Pan.
Every man wants to be a Peter Pan, doesn't he?
Not grow up?
And not grow up.
I suppose.
I did grow up.
And just in the nick of time.
Ba-doom.
Interesting play by David Auburn, author of Proof, The Columnist, which stars John Lithgow, and it's about the Washington journalist from the Cold War era, Joseph Alsop, who was hugely influential, syndicated in nearly 200 newspapers.
In those days, those columnists had tremendous power, didn't they?
Yes, as did he. And he had been blackmailed by the KGB, who'd photographed him in a Moscow hotel room with another man. He was set up for the event, and they tried to blackmail him unsuccessfully.
It must make an interesting story, spy versus spy.
Kind of. It's about his seemingly conflicted personality, but by the end of the play, you can see the logic and order to this very brilliant man. Fascinating story that's called The Columnist, and that's on Broadway now. I saw the musical of Ghost, based on the Whoopi Goldberg film, British import, with its British stars, which was, well, diverting.
And that is code for
Right.
You might like it.
Gore Vidal's The Best Man with a stellar cast, including Angela Lansbury again, greedy for every opportunity we get to see her. Oh, you know who else is in that? James Earl Jones.
I saw a clip from the show, and they didn't seem to be in their 80s and 90s and 100s and 20s.
The show is about a national convention in 1960, backroom intrigues, The Best Man, and End of the Rainbow I saw, which is about the last days of the life of Judy Garland, with a remarkable portrayal of Judy Garland by the British actress Tracy Bennett.
Well, New York still has a lot of great theater. Let's move to Buffalo, where there's
even more great theater in Buffalo. Yeah.
Here in Buffalo, there are two musicals opening, is Damn Yankees and Memphis.
Damn Yankees is at Lancaster Opera House with a local cast. Memphis is the national touring production that's coming into Shays. Memphis is the story of an interracial relationship in civil rights era Memphis, with a backdrop of the recording industry. Tremendously successful, still running on Broadway, and the tour coming on around.
And if you like baseball, Damn Yankees is a musical by Adler and Ross, and it takes on the subject of the Washington Senators, who no longer exist, winning the pennant.
Yes.
Closing this week is Charlotte's Web.
Also Frozen, the Red Thread production up at Canisius College about a serial killer, his psychiatrist, and the mother of one of his victims.
There's Love, Loss, and What I Wore.
By the Efron sisters, that's down at BUA. Five compelling Buffalo actresses talking about women and their relationship to clothes. Love, Loss, and What I Wore.
With Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.